What about predictors of response to trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting? Soon Paik from the NSABP has started to look at, I think, C-Mike, hoping to identify patients who, have a higher risk of relapsing in spite of trastuzumab. What do you think about that research area?
I think it's a very, very rich area for research. I don't think there's any hard data yet as to what causes that to happen. We know out of the gate that about half the patients who have the alteration don't seem to respond to Herceptin therapy. Why? Measured the right way, done critically, they have the alteration and they still don't respond. Why? Is there some modifying alteration? Is there something else they need with it? And we need to understand that. We're just now at a point where we have sufficient material, sufficient samples, and sufficient technology to begin to address that. I think some of the stuff that Soon Paik is doing, as well as stuff that others are doing, are going to start to get to that issue.